Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Shadow Work Quickie's 5-Minute Inner Child Healing. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, mindfulness, and how it can seriously level up your relationships. Ever notice how sometimes our relationships feel more like a minefield than a warm hug? We can get caught in reactive patterns, fueled by past hurts or insecurities, leaving us feeling frustrated, misunderstood, and frankly, exhausted. But guess what? There's a superpower that can help us navigate these tricky waters with grace and ease, mindfulness. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, mindfulness isn't that all about sitting cross-legged and chanting? Let me tell you, it's so much more than that. Mindfulness is simply the art of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing our thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations as they arise without getting swept away by them. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a busy highway with cars whizzing past all those thoughts and emotions. Mindfulness is like pulling over to the side of the road, taking a deep breath, and simply observing the traffic flow without jumping into any of the vehicles. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you harness the power of mindfulness for happier, healthy relationships. 1. Tune into your emotions. Ever feel like you're reacting to your partner before you even know why? That's your inner child screaming. Take a moment to pause and check in with yourself. What emotions are bubbling up? Are you feeling hurt, angry, jealous? Naming those feelings is the first step towards understanding them and responding consciously instead of automatically. 2. Listen actively. Truly listening goes beyond just hearing words. It's about paying attention to your partner's body language, tone of voice, and unspoken cues. When you're truly present in the conversation, it shows your partner that they're valued and heard. This builds trust and strengthens the bond between you. 3. Cultivate compassion. Remember those old wounds? The ones that make us feel defensive or trigger our fight or flight response. Cultivating compassion for yourself and your partner is like pouring healing balm on those wounds. Instead of judging mistakes, practice understanding and forgiveness. It's okay to ask for what you need and offer it freely. 4. Practice non-judgmental awareness. Remember that highway analogy we talked about earlier? Now imagine driving with a grumpy friend who constantly criticizes everything you do. Not fun, right? Treat your own thoughts and your partner's thoughts with the same kindness and non-judgment that you would offer a dear friend. It's okay to disagree, but always approach conversations with respect and openness. 5. Breathe, breathe, breathe. When things get heated, take a deep breath. This simple act can calm your nervous system and allow you to respond from a place of clarity rather than reactivity. Inhale peace, exhale stress, it's that easy. Think about the last time you were in a disagreement with someone close to you. Did you feel like you were arguing or just having a conversation? If you had practiced mindfulness during that exchange, would the outcome have been different? Maybe you remember feeling frustrated because your partner forgot to take out the trash again. Instead of letting that simmer into resentment, imagine taking a deep breath and saying something like, "Hey, I noticed the trash hasn't been taken out. It would really help me if we could work together on this." See how a little mindfulness can shift the energy from anger to collaboration. Mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more present than others. But remember, even small acts of awareness can make a big difference in your relationships. So let's commit to cultivating a little more kindness, understanding, and presence in our interactions with each other. It's a gift we give ourselves and the world around us. Remember, beautiful souls, you are capable of creating amazing, fulfilling relationships. Take it one mindful moment at a time. Now go out there and shine. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.